This week in the nation's largest city, New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg declared a drought emergency. Washing cars, watering lawns, and hosing down sidewalks will all be restricted. The city's reservoirs, which should be brimming at this time of year, are only half full. New York's action is just the latest in a series of drought emergencies declared in cities and states along the East Coast. From Maine to Georgia, the driest fall and winter on record have depleted wells, reduced some rivers and streams to mere trickles, and sent reservoir levels plummeting. A welcome rain is falling on a recent morning in the quiet, hilly countryside north of Baltimore, Maryland. John Grace of the Maryland Department of the Environment is measuring the drought's effect on the Pretty Boy Reservoir.
Well, we see a lot of exposed shoreline. We see the streams that feed the reservoir pretty much at their base flow levels. We see a drop of about 30 feet in reservoir level, I'd estimate.
A forest surrounds this reservoir. At this time of year, the water should reach the tree line. But today, between the trees and the water level, there's a broad swath of bare earth, exposed as the reservoir has shrunk. Grace leads the way down the muddy bank toward the water's edge.
I think we might find some good places where the fish hang out. There's a lot of tree stumps exposed and rocks and things like that. Some of the fishermen do that, you know.
Is that right?
Oh yeah, they come down and scout it out when the water level's down.
In a normal year, if we were down in the reservoir here, basically at least the bottom of this part of the reservoir, we might have 20 feet of water above our heads.
Yeah, normally at this time of year, the reservoir is about 70 to 80% full.
Mm-hmm.
So we could have a good 20 feet above our heads.
Pretty Boy used to supply water to Baltimore, but no longer. The city has had to switch to its backup water source, the nearby Susquehanna River. Maryland's governor is considering declaring a statewide drought emergency. Grace says today's rain is welcome, but it would take above normal rains for months to replenish Pretty Boy.
It's not encouraging, but we're at the point where Mother Nature can help us, or we could be in for a tough summer.
Up the coast in Maine, this past year was the driest year in 108 years of record keeping. Near Hollis, 25 miles inland from Portland, Diane Deering and her family suffered the fate of many rural Mainers. The well next to their 200-year-old farmhouse failed for the first time in memory.
The well in the fall just about went absolutely dry. Then we hauled in water in 5-gallon jugs so that we used that water in those jugs to flush toilets. We really shut down cooking operations. We didn't use utensils other than paper plates or cups.
Mm-hmm.
We had 1-minute showers in the morning, and that was basically it.
What happens if the dry spell continues?
We are kind of prepared to drill a well, but you know, you can't just drill a well and assume there's going to be water, because people are going down 400 and 500 feet, 600 feet. I've heard of one 800 feet, and there's still no water. So that's not always the answer, and it's very, very costly.
How hard has life been? I mean, has it been difficult?
It has been horrible. In the fall, it was just horrible. And I have forgotten how bad it was because we've gotten some more water. But, I mean, we just couldn't use any water to do anything. I mean, we'd visit my relatives in Connecticut, or my kids, Emily would stay at other houses just for showers and overnights, because it does get wearing.
And you're afraid that despite the rain that you've got that's replenished the well a little bit, that you might face more of that
this
summer?
Yeah, and we don't do anything extraordinary, although we do take longer showers and we do flush the toilet. But we certainly don't do anything like dishes or laundry.
Like many of the wells in Maine, the Deering's well is shallow, about 25 feet deep, dug, not drilled, and lined with tile on the bottom. Normally, these wells are replenished by Maine's plentiful rains and the melt from its deep winter snows. But not this year. Al Ontario is trying to make up for nature's failings. He's using a 2,400-gallon tank to haul water from city water systems to recharge the shallow rural wells. Ontario says some people can't afford his service, so they try to scrounge water on their own.
I've seen some horrid things of people hauling their own water in their cars. I've seen people taking water out of rivers, even just to supplement, you know, flushing toilets and stuff. And, you know, they brush your teeth with it. They wash with it. It gets on you, it gets in you.
Maine has been declared a federal disaster area because of the damage to the state's farms. And 1,000 miles further down the East Coast in Georgia, farmers like Mike Newberry are also very worried. We caught up with Newberry on his corn, soybean, and peanut farm in the southwestern part of the state.
We have just completed another winter time without significant amount of rainfall. That's our recharge time of the year, and we've done it again, it looks like. Just extremely dry here.
But you're still out in the field today planting corn.
Oh, certainly. You have adequate moisture to plant. In fact, we kind of like it to be a little dry right now to plant.
And how much of it is irrigated?
All of it.
Oh, it's all irrigated?
Yes, every bit of it.
I understand that you've agreed not to grow crops on some of your land, at least, as part of this Georgia program. Is that right?
Yes. If our bid is accepted, we will forego the production of crops on certain land that's irrigated from a little stream here in the area.
I see. So farmers are bidding against each other to take advantage of this state program.
That is exactly right.
What do those streams and wells look like these days? Is the stream running very low?
Oh, they're extremely low, John. I did a little work last night looking at some things here on the farm, and I looked at 23 years of data, and of the 8 lowest times in 23 years, 5 of them were in the last 6.
Hmm.
So you can see we're in extended drought.
And is it as low now as it's been in that 5 years?
Oh, yes. It's lower than it's ever been at this point in the year.
Back up the Atlantic coastline, New Jersey has been in a drought emergency since March 11th. Its large population and thirsty industries make the drought especially serious here. Jeff Tittle of the New Jersey Sierra Club says the severity of the drought may not be obvious to many people because it's come during the winter months when trees are bare and lawns and fields are expected to be brown.
A winter drought's the worst kind of drought because it means that this is the time of year when your reservoirs and your groundwater should be recharging. Instead of levels going up, they're either staying the same or going down. So it's going to get really serious once the warmer weather comes, and I think people will notice it a lot more.
How bad is this historically? I know in Maine they're in the driest period in, I guess, recorded history in over 100 years. How about New Jersey?
It's the same. You know, one of the things in New Jersey is not only have we mismanaged our water, but because of development, we have less water than we have at any time in its history, especially this time of year. Nature may determine how much rainfall we get, but man can make droughts worse. And what's happened in New Jersey, because we don't protect our reservoir areas or even our aquifer recharge areas for groundwater, we're getting a lot of construction in those areas. And so what happens is you create this kind of vicious depletive cycle that you pave over the recharge so that when it rains, the water runs off as stormwater, creating floods instead of soaking into the ground. And so when you see New Jersey sprawling out, we're 41% developed. We're the most developed state in the country. And so what we've seen happen is the impact from all that pavement. Our base flows are all dropping.
Given the long-range forecasts, where do you think this is going? I mean, will there be towns in New Jersey that run out of water this summer?
Yeah, there's actually a potential that in the northeastern part of the state that they could go to water rationing or even worse, and that could mean businesses closing down, even power plants not having enough water for cooling. So for us, we see that every gallon that could be saved now becomes, you know, like liquid gold come the summertime.
Jeff Tittle of the New Jersey Sierra Club. Rain has fallen across much of the East Coast during the past couple of weeks, but above normal rains will be needed for months to save the region from serious water shortages this summer. The long-range forecasts are not promising.